The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, "The coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed, and no one will announce, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For behold, the kingdom of God is among you." Then he said to his disciples, "The days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, 'Look, there he is,' or 'Look, here he is.' Do not go off, do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation." The Gospel of the Lord. About 800 years ago, there was a boy that had a very serious problem. And it was this. He went to school and he couldn't learn. So he was really exasperated and he wanted to throw the towel in. This was 800 years ago in Germany. So he decided to play hooky. And basically run away from school. So his plan was this. There was a ladder and a wall. So he decided to climb out of the school, climb up this ladder and just scale the wall and be a free boy. But something happened. When he was climbing up the ladder, at the top of the ladder, he met someone. And it was the Blessed Mother. And she said, "Hey, where are you going?" He said, "This school stuff is not for me. School stuff is not for me. I can't learn." And she said, "Well, why didn't you ask me?" "Can I ask you?" "Of course, I'm your mother." She said, "Okay, give me a good mind to be able to learn." So he went back, and right away he was able to learn. Not only that, but he became a brilliant student. Not only that, but he also, when he finished his studies on the primary level, he decided he was going to become a priest. And he became a priest, and he did something that never happened before. Instead of separating theology and the other human disciplines, he used the other disciplines to get close to God. So he became an expert in biology. He became an expert in physics. He became an expert in chemistry. He did not become an expert in cosmetology. That was not his strong point, okay? He became an expert in philosophy. And he became an expert in theology. So he became the greatest teacher in the world up to that point. But it's interesting because he was the greatest teacher on a human level as well as on a theological level. In his class, he was teaching seminarians. In his class, there was a stout, somewhat overweight student, and they made fun of him. And they actually called the student, they called him a dumb ox. What an insult, huh? A dumb ox. How would you like to be called a dumb ox, no? And what he said, that guy's a dumb ox. His bellows will be heard throughout the whole world. Wow. And that student, the kind of stout, overweight, the people, seminary thought he was kind of slow, he became a greater teacher than his teacher. Can I tell you who these individuals were? Thomas Aquinas and Albert the Great, whose feast day is tomorrow, by the way. I'm giving you a little preview of tomorrow. No? But the thought that occurred to me is, when you read the Bible, were you listening to the first reading, or did you kind of zone out? No? If you like literature, you like English, you like language, that's one of the most beautiful chapters in the Old Testament. How do you interpret that? Who do you apply that to? They're adjectives. They're adjectives, what? Adjective, which describe a noun, right? Remember your grammar in fifth grade? So they're adjectives that describe the noun. What is the noun? Wisdom. A couple years ago, I went to New Hampshire to visit my brother who built a school in 11 months, no? And outside the school, beautiful statue of Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, beautiful. In your New Hampshire port, you have to go visit it. And he purposely got this beautiful statue of Our Lady of Seat of Wisdom so that the children there would be directed by Mary, Seat of Wisdom. And the church was inaugurated 2 years ago on May 13th, which is Our Lady of Fatima. And the new headmaster, talking with my brother who oversees the whole school, made this decision. We're going to make this school really love Our Lady of Fatima and the message of Our Lady of Fatima. So, this is my point today. I want all of you to read and meditate upon that first reading today. Okay? What I would suggest is just go through it and maybe make a copy of it and underline all the different descriptive words. You got about 50. A lot. A lot. And then what I would invite you to do is turn that into a litany of the Blessed Mother. Turn that into a litany of the Blessed Mother. And all those different attributes, apply them to Mary and ask Mary to give you those attributes, like St. Albert. What would happen if you did that every day for a month? I think all of you would probably be levitating. And when you die, I think you'd be ready to be canonized. Because those are, they're beautiful attributes. Beautiful attributes, adjectives that describe what wisdom is. And going back to my first story, it was Mary that attained for Albert the Great. Mary attained for Albert the Great all those different virtues. Those are like splinters emanating from what wisdom is. What would happen if you made a holy hour right before Mass and asked the Blessed Mother, when you receive Holy Communion, to receive all those virtues? Boy, you would probably be skyrocketing into the sky. because of holiness. Of course, there are many interpretations of the Word of God, but I have a great love for Mary, as you know now. Any way in which we can promote devotion to Mary, we should do it. And that is one of her greatest titles. Mary is the seat of wisdom. Then you can connect that. There are a lot of connections. You can connect that to the gift of the Holy Spirit, which is the gift of wisdom. And of all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, all of you are probably experts in the gifts of the Holy Spirit, right? Hello? The greatest of gifts is wisdom. And wisdom perfects charity, which is the greatest theological virtue. And what is wisdom? Wisdom is this. I'll say it in Spanish and in English. Saboreando las cosas de Dios. Saboreando. Saboreando. ¿Habla español? Saboreando. I love the translation in Spanish. Do you know what that is in English? Savoring. Like you have a good sirloin steak. You know, you have a good sirloin, you're savoring it. Or you go to Baskin Robbins, you're kind of savoring that double dip ice cream cone, you're kind of savoring it. That's savoring on a human level, but wisdom is savoring the things of God. And who savored the things of God more than Mary? No one. So I invite all of you to read that, giving a Marian interpretation. And ask St. Albert the Great and the great saints to give you great wisdom. Wisdom is savoring the things of God. We're going to be doing that for all eternity, so let's start right now. Amen.